This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
And welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned, puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, January 23rd, 2021. We're in hour two of the broadcast, taking your phone calls all this hour. 1-800-313-9443, or if you can, please call in on 512-248-8252, and please support RBN. I ask for nothing on this broadcast. If you enjoy it, if you listen every week, I ask that you donate to RBN and support the work of John Stattmiller and the great staff, Ken and Mike and all of the rest. I wanted to say this real quickly. You know, Fossey this past week, miraculously after the inauguration, said that COVID is starting to plateau. And then the Chicago mayor said, it's time to open pubs and restaurants. Whitmer said, let's reopen bars and restaurants. The D.C. mayor said, we can reopen bars and restaurants. The New York mayor, let's reopen bars and restaurants. Just like that, everything changes. I've also got a great story here. What is the source on the IsraelNationsNews.com? Rabbi Eliyah, America is collapsing. Israel must fill the vacuum. It's a real interesting story. I may have time to get into it. But anyway, he says that it is collapsing because of its embrace of political correctness. It was really interesting to see. And we've got a crisis of values. So anyway, I probably won't get time to go into that, but we are going to be taking phone calls. And Chance in West Virginia, I'm going to be giving Ken a number to give to you, so you just hang on, and Ken will get with you with that. Okay, we're going to go to the phones. Paul in New Jersey. Paul, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good, Farron. How are you?
Doing good. Glad to have you on today.
Hey, Farron, you know, I am able to survive here in liberal land, New Jersey, and I actually live in a liberal town in a red county. And I'm able to get along quite fine with the liberals. I have some suggestions. For one, I have a COVID move, and that is when I'm walking around people in public, I just carry a bag of snacks with me, and I munch on my snacks without a mask on because I'm eating. You know what I mean? Right? So you just ignore it. You just, like, eat in public and just, like, walk past people. Who cares? So that's a tip for you guys out there. And listen, you know, if they can do it to us, right, the liberals, we can do it to them, okay? And so I wanted to tell all you disenfranchised Republicans and who feel alienated from the Republican Party just to abandon the Republicans and join the Democrats. Of course, never giving the Democrats a cent of any money whatsoever, but just join them. Go down to your local county register and register as a Democrat, switch parties, and infiltrate them. You know, the Democrats infiltrated the January 6th protests to make the conservatives look bad. Well, we can infiltrate them to make them look bad and to sow discord in their ranks. And I really urge people to consider doing that. And one of the things you're going to need to do is metrosexual yourselves up, right? Because you can't walk into a Democratic town hall meeting like I've done, dressed as a big frontiersman with a big giant beard and wearing regalia that triggers the Democrat. So it's important that you kind of like try to tone down your Americana and dress so you fit among them, right? So slap on a little petroleum oil And, maybe trim your beard a little bit, and you're good to go. And put on some horn-rimmed glasses, and there you are. And so the point is, we want to infiltrate the Democrats and, first of all, try to sow infighting among them. And so one of the things we can do is, if you're talking to Asians, Asian Democrats, mention how blacks are predatory and that blacks are, robbing them and not contributing, right? So racial division, because the Democrats are such a broad tent and, so many people, it's easy to cause infighting. If you're among Hispanics, if you're talking to the Hispanic guy at the construction site, tell him how the media is giving all the jobs to the blacks, right? If you're among the blacks, tell them how Biden has picked a cabinet packed with Jews, and he's not giving any really benefits out to the Jews, right? Or out to the blacks. And so there are ways to negotiate your ways among these Democrats. If you're going to talk about immigration, right, among Democrats, and I've done that in the town hall meeting. I basically said that, what are we trying to do here, bring in, cheap laborers so we can push down wages of workers, right? And that's very appealing to unionist and American blue-collar workers, right? And so I just don't see, remember, George Washington, he talked about faction in his farewell address, and how to avoid factionalism. So I don't see why conservatives should feel have such a fetish and such an attachment to being called a Republican. What does that mean, Farron? What's it really mean when we're Americans? Right? How does that benefit you politically by running around thinking that this deadbeat crap party that can't get anything done, that had the House and the Senate and the presidency just 4 years ago, and within that period of time, they accomplished nothing and handed over the whole government, all of those branches of the federal government, over to the Democrats. So I just think, a lot of people are saying they want to leave the Republican Party. Join the Democrats. If you can't beat them, join them.
Paul, this would be humorous if all across the country people ran as a Democrat and changed their names to stuff like Infinite Equality or whatever, and then run as just the most flaming liberal, pushing it so liberal that the Democrats can't even go along with it, post-birth abortion, open borders, mandating certain amounts of homosexuals as school teachers. I mean, just the more liberal, crazy notions that you could come up with, to see how they would react to that. A lot of people, and I've said this for years. What is the term conservatives? You said Republican, and I agree, but the term conservatives, I mean, what have the conservatives got left to conserve? It don't seem like there's anything left to conserve. And I'm glad you brought that up, because I have harped on it. The most infuriating thing, or one of the most infuriating things, is the fact that the Republicans had complete control from 2016 to 2018. And what did they do? They went along with this Russian Mueller hoax BS and all of the rest, and managed to squander it all. And now look at the situation we're in, which I think all it can do is get worse under Biden and then Comey. And they are telling us right now that they are going to come hard after anybody that doesn't go along with their narrative and their agenda. Back to you, Paul.
Well, they're going to come hard on anybody who they look up on the computer and see as a registered Republican. You see? But if you're a registered Democrat, they're going to leave you alone. So if you're a registered Democrat who likes to hunt and likes assault weapons, you just say, I need my assault weapon to fight off the Nazi hordes, right? And they'll leave you alone, you see? And that's all I'm saying here. So many people, all that matters is how you look. Because so much of it is just shallow identity politics anyway, of how you look and what your views are. you just conform a little bit. You change this, you drop, you know, put on different clothes, like I said, and you can move around them seamlessly, and they just totally ignore you, and you fit right in, and you undermine them from within. And before you know it, the Democrats, by the way, Biden in many ways is more conservative than his personal life than Trump. There's no reason we can't infiltrate them and steer now the Democratic dominant party, because that's where the power is, and steer them over to the right. And that's all we have to do. And on that note, thank you, Farron.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Chance in West Virginia. Then we got Daryl, Tom, and Mark coming up. Chance, I left a phone number for you with Ken, so I just wanted to make sure you were aware of that.
Yes, I got it. Thank you, Farron, sir. Good morning. You know, Farron, I like your show because you remained impartial. Without that Chicken Little, Lesser of Two Evils, Harvey Milquetoast, compromising attitude bullcrap that I hear so much with other people. You know, do you think any hosts or callers will admit that they gave you false hopium? No way. No way. They'll just ignore it and then avoid the topic now. I've seen Alex Jones do this bullcrap. I've seen Joyce Riley do this bullcrap over the years. They won't retract nothing they said. What does that tell you about these people? It tells you that they're damn wimps. And, you know, you mentioned about these people lining up for the vaccines, Farron. I have no sympathy whatsoever for these brain-dead zombies lining up for this vaccine. I say good riddance. Can anybody say Jonestown, Guyana, CIA, how they lined up for the Kool-Aid? But no, American people said they're just dumb black people. They don't know what they're doing. But now they're lining up for the vaccine. Very interesting, isn't it, Farron?
It is interesting. And like I've said on here before, the very same people that say the election is rigged are the very same people that's willing to go get the vaccine, which in my mind makes no sense. But yet, that's the reality.
Yes, it is. And let me tell you, the real patriots out here are unknown and nameless. And that's the way it should stay, and that's the way it must always be. You're not going to find them at Trump rallies or on the radio waves. Thank God they keep a low profile and don't get involved with the idiots, because they would sink themselves. That's all I got to say, Farron. God bless you. Thank you, and keep up the great work now, my friend.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you. I really do appreciate that. All right, Daryl in Canada, then Tom, Mark, and Melody coming up. Daryl, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Farron. Yeah, nice call by Paul. A lot of things to think about there. Yeah, I saw Dr. Fauci yesterday. I was talking about Trump. The first thing I thought about was that song from early 70s, a little before I was born, whatever, called The Backstabbers. That was perfect for him. And I saw on the Twitter, well, I don't see Twitter, but I saw somebody flash something on Twitter. Actually, right after Trump was deplatformed, I canceled my account there, and I wish everyone that I mean, hopefully a lot of people did that too as a protest, because their stock price went down and everything, and that was a good little thing for the minions of us to do. But I see that Black Lives Matter website is saying that, or people on Twitter, whatever, saying that they were used by the Democratic Party, because it's hard to believe, but what Biden has done so far is not enough for them. It'll never be enough for them. I mean, there was definitely going to be a civil war in that party, not only from blacks, but like from the AOC wing and the far left wing. Although, I mean, I don't know how they cannot be satisfied with the stuff. Although the only thing that I think blacks might be really not satisfied, black women, which is the absolute, like, you know, the absolute base of the Democratic Party is that executive order for transgender women now can compete in anything, and there's no holds barred type of thing, because it was kind of wishy-washy, that rule, apparently, in different states or whatever. So now, blacks dominate sports for the most part, Olympics and other things, especially Olympics and stuff. if a white transgender man becomes a woman, even he can compete with black women now. So black women are really going to suffer in sports, actually. So I think you watch that coming. I mean, I have no sympathy for that. I'm kind of happy, you know, they get what they want, and it's going to be funny the way that works. They'll never be satisfied. Defund the police, and you know, I don't know how many more every single thing that he marked in there. I think there was 18 or 25 so far, or 28. Every one you could argue quite simply that there are almost all anti-white policies, except for that one, except for the transgender situation that'll affect the black athletes, the female black athletes. But it's hard to believe, I guess my point is, it's hard to believe, I'll get to COVID in a minute, but it's hard to believe that the Democrat, Black Lives Matter, are already dissatisfied. I guess, like Paul said, there was a lot of the usual suspects that were appointed, and they did have one of the biggest ones, though. They had a black the Secretary of Defense is black, but I guess they anticipated more. Although, you know, when you think about it, I can understand why. I mean, look what happened. Who elected Joe Biden? It was James Clyburn, basically, when he turned that all around with his support, and it went public, and all of a sudden the needle just went way to the one side in South Carolina there, and then after that, it was just over. It was a cavalcade. It was almost like the Democrats said, well, we can't vote against Joe Biden now because, the first primary that had any significant blacks in it, North South Carolina said it's Joe Biden time, so we can't go against our base here. So in a way, I can understand why they are a little upset, but I don't think that Joe Biden has anything to worry about. I don't think he'll be running in 2024. But normally, you know, a politician wants to get reelected. But with the way they got those states fixed and everything, he has nothing to worry about. He can go as radical as he wants. So, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's carte blanche. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and you know, in South Carolina, they were kind of counting Biden out. He had not done well in the other primaries, and then just like waving a magic wand. He was the front runner, and of course, everybody thought that because of he was such a bumbling buffoon all the time. He seems to be doing a little better now, not much, but a little. That there was no way, and then of course, like I was saying earlier, if you really sit back and think about it, this COVID-19 has been the perfect cover to usher in their wet dream come true, all the way down to just in your face, blatantly rigging elections, and then having the media get their memo and say, you know, there's nothing to see here, move along. It's quite incredible, and it looks like, you know, I don't really think that Fauci is going to be saying the COVID's went away and they're going to be opening everything up now because Biden's president. They've got too much control and power, and they're drunk on it. So we're going to see continued measures of tyranny over the COVID. And what Chance said, you know, I don't know what we'll be saying 6 months from now for these 1,000 people that was vaccinated yesterday, or 3 years from now, because there's so much information. It's hard to get your foot on solid ground because it's always changing, but there's so much information that this is bad. And, of course, the news media is not covering these stories, these horrific stories of people having, you know, these various side effects. Go ahead, Daryl.
Right, yeah, and the COVID, yeah, they're talking about it up here, COVID certificates possibly to get on airplanes and stuff. It's really starting to move in earnest. I mean, well, we really won't know if any of these, well, you played a great clip last week about maybe this might help a little bit against COVID to some degree, but then it'll hurt you when you get a cold or when you get the flu or you get a little slight pneumonia or something like that because you won't be able to fight it off with this stuff. We won't really know. When we're going to have to look back at this in years from now and see what that, and we'll look back in years from now and we'll see who caused all this hysteria, and it was the media that does. You know, perfect example was yesterday they did a story, I think it was on your cuck NBC that you watched with Lester Holt. They did a 2-minute story on kids getting sick. But kids, like, it's like one out of every 20,000 kids or something or get somewhat sick out of this, or less than that even. But the media focuses on that to scare people unnecessarily. Because we don't even know, like, you want to get a COVID certificate, you don't even know if this is going to work or not. So how the hell are you going to have a COVID certificate or not? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense until you actually know. And there's mutations all the time. There was some scientist I saw yesterday that was part of one of the vaccines that he played a role in discovering. And he says there's a new mutation every day somewhere in the country, in the world, he says.
Wow. Hold that thought there. We'll talk about We'll talk about it on the other side, and then we got Tom, Mark, and Melody coming up back in moments.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 512-248-8252. A mural of independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was defaced near the Navy Yard in Southeast D.C. It's being investigated as a hate crime, police said. Also, I wanted to mention one thing. There was no pardon for Snowden or Assange, but there was several rappers and a whole bunch of people that I didn't know who they were. That were pardoned as well. Back to Daryl in Canada. Then we got Tom, Mark, and Melody coming up. Go ahead and continue with what you were saying, Daryl.
Yeah, that's sad. Julian Assange. I mean, geez, both sides of the aisle would have been happy with him for the most part. There, it's terrible. One bad. That's almost as bad as, you know, Mitch McConnell not doing those checks. I mean, maybe the country can't afford him, obviously, but that was such a bad PR move. Same with this one. Yeah, I just want to mention quickly before I go. YouTube, you watch some of the inauguration videos and anything to do with Biden, if you go to YouTube, if you can stand it over there, it's like anywhere from 5 to 20 to 1 on the downside, on the thumbs down for Biden, the most popular president of all time. Yeah, so that kind of gives you an indication of the insanity. But it's a conspiracy theory, and it's baseless, so we can't talk about it, right? One last thing I'm going to say is Hank Aaron. Hank Aaron died of, well, who knows? We don't know, a reaction or a complication. It's quite a coincidence 2 weeks after the fact. I'll say this, though. If he did die, which in all likelihood he did, from a complication or directly from that, over-stimulating his immune system or something that sometimes happens from these things, it's going to be like, the best way to describe it, it would be like go back to 1942 at Midway, when four aircraft carriers of the Japanese Imperial Army was sunk. What happened was any of the survivors of that were picked up out of the water, or some of these residual ships that were around that weren't aircraft carriers that survived, when they got back to Japan, they were put in camps, basically under house arrest for the rest of the war, because they didn't want the public to know the disaster of what happened. If any of these people try to say that Hank Aaron, of all people, died from this virus directly, I mean, they're going to be shut up and, almost, put away in a camp. I don't know what they're going to do to them, but there's no way they're going to allow this to come out in the public. And if somehow it does, they'll be treated like some of those doctors that were sitting around that were telling the truth back in April. They were just nuts, according to the media, right? So expect that to happen.
Where I heard that at was on the Rush Limbaugh show. He told, I knew Hank Aaron died, but he was the one that told that he saw where, I think it was in Atlanta, but don't hold me to that, where he got that shot on TV and they were making a big deal out of it, and he was promoting for minorities to get the shot. And it was, I think it was 2 weeks to the day. But you're right. Yeah, that's the last thing they would want to, and probably they'll try to say, this one died of a heart attack or whatever. But you imagine 87 years old and taking a vaccine like that, it's just, nobody knows the effects it could have on various people for various reasons.
Right, exactly. Okay, thank you very much, Fern.
Hey, thank you. We're going to go to Tom in Florida, and then we got Mark in Philly, Melody in Colorado coming up. Tom, how you doing today? What's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning to you, Farron. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, Farron, what's on my mind is this bumbling, fumbling Biden. He doesn't want unity, Farron. He wants you to be obedient. He wants the Republicans and every white male to be obedient to his nonsensical nincompoop stuff. And if you watch the inauguration, which I didn't watch it that day, but I watched a rerun of it, it shows him when he's right after he takes the oath, his wife's taking her mask off, kissing Biden on the lips. Then his son Hunter Biden's kissing him on the lips. Really strange. They're both kissing him on the lips right out one after another and talking about COVID and all this. Then he's out there walking around in the Capitol grounds with no mask on. This is a disgrace. It absolutely is. But, Farron, let me get rolling now. I'm going to get rolling here with a couple things. And first off, it's going to be with immigration. If the Republicans were that stupid, Farron, that they couldn't have marched over 10,000 family members from Angel Mothers and Fathers on that Capitol on the 6th to talk about how they lost a loved one. Farron, if you lost a loved one to an illegal alien, and you're not allowed to sue the federal government, and they're not going to give you a damn dime, you think that's right, Farron? That a federal government allows an illegal to come into your country and they murder one of your family members, and you don't get a damn penny from it? What in the hell is going on? And this stinking rat McCarthy, this guy lives in California McCarthy, right? This guy's over there running his mouth. In the meantime, the state's got almost 9 million illegals in it, okay? This guy doesn't say a damn thing about these Angel Mothers and Fathers. He doesn't tell none of his colleagues in the Republican House, like, look what this imbecile Biden's getting ready to do. They'll destroy us completely. Now, I want to get back to the election. Okay, let's get back to the election. The blacks only make up 13% of the population in the United States, but they're running our elections? They're going to win it? No, Farron, it didn't work like that. There are only 13% of them, of the population, and a lot of them didn't even vote. Well, maybe the bail-in ballot, but if you look at it, if that would have been a vote where you actually had to go and vote, I believe Trump would have won in a bigger landslide. Now, let's get back to this, Farron.
Hold that thought for me,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got the break. We'll talk about it on the other side. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
On the alternative media, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. Tom, you know, I think with regards to illegal aliens, I think when an illegal alien kills a citizen of the United States, every member of Congress and the governor of that state should be charged with accessory to murder before the fact, and a hate crime, because obviously they must hate their native population, and then they should see the justice in the court system to the same degree that James Fields did. Go ahead, Tom.
No, Farron, you're 100% right. You're absolutely right. These people should be arrested, these mayors, these governors. If one hair on one gets harmed on an American person, a patriot, a person, I don't care who they are, what party, and an illegal does it, the government should be sued for hundreds of millions of dollars, okay? Now, Farron, I better not even go here right now, because I'm gonna get a little nauseated with this nonsense, what's going on with this bumbling buffoon. But he's going to bring in millions of more, Farron. You know that. And they're going to try to annihilate and wipe out the white Caucasian Northern European male. Let's get back to the election, though, Farron. Florida, Texas, and Ohio all went to Trump, right? Trump won Florida almost over 400,000 votes, truthfully, and Ohio and Texas. But he loses Wisconsin by 20,000 votes, and they knew exactly what Pennsylvania, and he lost Arizona by, what was it, 11,000, and he lost Nevada, I believe it was 18,000 votes, okay? Now, look at these states that bumbling Biden won. It's unbelievable how they stole this election, but they got away with it, these machines, and they got away with it. But the same ones that allow this, the Zionists, who allow this, who always are blaming Whitey for this and that, and white man's this. You got that Chucky Schmucky Schumer says, when we take Georgia, we're going to take the world. He's on tape for saying that. You got this Mossad agent, all these schmucks, but only 2.5%, 3% of the population, yet they're controlling our media. They're controlling it all. It's disgraceful. And you know what? If it wasn't for the white Northern European males that gave them their freedom from Adolf Hitler and Nazi Germany, they would have got wiped out, wouldn't they, Farron? Pretty much. It was the Northern white Christians that went. Did you ever go to Arlington Cemetery, Farron, and see all the graves with all the crosses?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been there? Okay, I've been there. I looked at all the crosses, and I'm like mesmerized. All these crosses, and maybe you'll see a sprinkling of some Star of David monuments. But 99% of them, Farron, were Christians, okay? And they go, there were some Afro-Americans that fought World War II, but not too, they did too much in the battlefield. But they did, they were support and all that. But as far as the actual battle itself, let's not kid ourselves. Now, getting back to what I really want to say now, here we go. The white women of those states would actually want a guy like Biden, who's bringing, watching a murder rate in all these cities go sky high, almost 8,700 murders throughout the United States, the lower 48, in all these big cities, okay, Farron? We're not talking about, the media will never talk about that. They'll never talk about white women all of a sudden. I don't believe white women went for this bumbling Biden. They want their gas prices sky high. They want to watch their health insurance collapse. They want to bring in illegal aliens. They have Section 8 housing, free dental, free health care. Never owned a car in their life. You're going to have, you talk about these demon rats about the Green New Deal. All these millions of illegals coming here, they have to have a car to get the jobs, Farron. You can't work in the United States without having an automobile or and devouring all kinds. It's like locusts. What is a locust? They come every 18 years, they devour the field, and everybody gets wiped out. I mean, that's exactly what's happening here. And that's what these Democrats are. They're like locusts. That's who's in charge. It's disgraceful. Now, let me get back to what I have to really say now, Farron. What's going on here is with the demon rat party to totally annihilate and make white males sissified. And when they talk about the Capitol rioting, the Antifa and these BLMs, they did $800 million in damage. They burnt the Magnificent Mile down in Chicago. My nephew was over there. He said it's disgusting. Okay? Look it up, Portland right now still, Seattle. This is unstoppable unless it's put down like a rabid dog, Farron. It's got to be put down like a rabid dog. When a dog has rabies or any kind of animal has rabies, you got to put it down. That's what's going on here. They're turning our country, the males in this country, into be sissified. They don't even have to test testosterone anymore, it seems like, a lot of these males. I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them are getting weak. It looked at Biden. When I saw him the next day at giving a speech, Farron, he looked weak as hell. You can't compare the energy of Donald Trump to this guy Biden. What, do any of your callers not see that? The weakness of this guy? This is all the set of communist Kamala Harris in there with her Zionist husband. This is what this is all about. Who's kidding who here? She only got 1% of the Democrat vote. She didn't get not even 1%, I don't think. And now she's even vice president, a heartbeat away from the presidency? And with all this licky-kissy-touchy-feely stuff? It's nonsense. And wait till all your callers start calling in 6 months from now, Farron, when the gas price is at sky high $5 a gallon, $6 in California. I mean, right now we're just hearing, a little chitter-chatter about, Biden, we don't know. Biden's going to be a disaster. It's already turned out to be a disaster. Not even a week, it's a disaster. It's a calamity. This is a calamity. And we got all these Hollywood schmucks running that meathead, Rob Reiner, all these schmuck pigs, these Zionist pigs running our Hollywood. How are they running Hollywood? They only make up 2% of Hollywood, of the population, but they're calling they're running our narrative in Hollywood, what movies should be made. Look what they did to Mel Gibson when he made Braveheart. He made Passion of the Christ. He was put down as an anti-Semite. He's a no-good rat. But he made probably two of the greatest movies ever put out there was Braveheart. That's what we need is more men like Braveheart. Okay? That's what we need, more men like Braveheart. I can't even think of some of the sayings I like to say in that movie, Braveheart. But I watched it the other day, and, man, it hit me like a ton of bricks, man. the tyranny, the tyrannical nonsense of long shame. This is what this is turning out to be. We need men like Braveheart, man. We can't have this. We can't allow this anymore. This has got to stop and to see us.
And, you know, Tom, when you talk about immigration, and I've said this 1,000 times, this country's got a lot of problems, but underpopulated is not one of them. Even though the Chamber of Commerce, the National Chamber of Commerce, is all for this mass immigration, and all that's going to do, well, it's going to do a lot of things, but one is it drives down wages. And here we're in a supposed pandemic with these lockdowns, and there is a lot of people out of work. A lot of people struggling. I know people that are struggling, and because of what Governor Cooper's doing, and yet they somehow try to make it palatable that and sow the propaganda that bringing in millions of illegals and nationalizing them, making them illegal citizens, is somehow going to be a benefit, when every metric you look at, it can do nothing but just cause division, cause the taxpayers, fills up the prisons. We have to build more schools. We have to hire more police. But yeah, I'm afraid we're back to we ain't seen nothing yet. Let me give you the last word, then I'll get everybody on. But go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Farron, I'm going to tell you how you can end immigration one way, Farron. You know, there's almost 120 million German Americans in this country. If they all started speaking German, and all the Italians, millions of Italians, they all started speaking Italian again from their native homeland. If the Dutch started speaking Dutch and the Polish started speaking Polish, you think the imbeciles in the government would allow that? No, they won't. But these Hispanics are coming here. They get to keep their Spanish language, Farron. Why is that? Okay, they should be made to learn to speak the common language. They don't even want to make these people to learn the common language, man. Really, well, you need to almost to find a job. But a lot of these people don't. They, when their own little enclaves, they keep their own common language. The same with the Chinese. But you know what? You come to this country. You want to keep this country whole as one nation. You got to make everybody on the same page. You speak English. You learn the language. You don't start putting all the, when you call the operator 911 all that. You want it in English or Spanish. When you call AOC or any of these criminal Democrats or Republicans' office, you want it in English or Spanish. No, you should have it in English or German. How's that? Because the Germans are the biggest population in this country as far as an ethnic group. You don't think they would allow that for 1 minute, do you, Farron?
I thought it was nuts when, like, Walmart started putting everything. They used to. They don't now, but they put signs up. This has been years ago. And everything in English and Spanish, you know, that they really started that. Yeah, I'd love to see people speaking their native tongue. But and you're right, you're 100%. When you move here, you should. But see, they're immigration without assimilation is invasion, and that's what we have witnessed now for, I don't know what, 2 decades. Well, hey, thank you so much, Tom.
Well,
thank you so much.
Yeah, now that's it. One more thing, Farron. I just want to say this. These Democrats, they don't want unity. They totally want you to be obedient, and that's all I got to really say. And that's what's going to happen if we don't get, that's enough. We've had it with these criminals. It's criminal. That's all I got to say, Farron. Thank you for taking my call. Have a great day, man.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you. We got Mark and then Melody. Mark, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Phil, Farron. Thank you for receiving my call. I appreciate you acknowledging me for when I called into Stephen Allen's show last week. Basically, it's this to me: this Bolshevik Revolution, this communist, these Khazarians, these pretend to be special people behind the scenes, it's about chaos. It's about the Hegelian dialectic, which is studied at the school, you know, Marxism there in Frankfurt, and which was formed in 1918. So what they do is they're throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, at us, because what they've done is they've sought over time to disconnect us from our feeling level self, which connects to soul, which connects to God, whatever you know, grand intelligence, great spirit, okay, which really informs us if we let it. But they want to keep us in our head, because that's where the Hegelian dialectic works. You know, black or white, extreme, you know. And when they get that started within our intellect, it bounces off like a Chinese ping pong ball going a million miles an hour, right? And then it's hard to figure out which way is up, right? We know which way is up. So what I've had to do, and I've done this over time, if you want to call it prayer, it's not really prayer, it's meditation, where I try to clear my head. And I observe it like these things going, you know, all the stuff that's coming at us. It's like I look at it like they're clouds passing over, going, okay, well, all right. But I don't latch on to any of it. Because, look, reason with these people, you can't reason with them. You can't use logic with them. You can't use lawfulness with them. You can't use scientific facts with them. No. And they're bringing on this vaccine. And to me, you know, just like I think I've shared this before, the iron fist within the velvet glove. Well, this is the iron fist in the latex glove. Well, it looks very medicinal, and everybody ought to go along with it because they'll go along with it. It's bullshit. Excuse my French. Really is. It's a method to kill us. Okay. And so think about it with what they've done with the older folks. Okay. They sent, you know, Cuomo and even here in Pennsylvania, they sent the contaminated people into the elderly care places, the nursing homes. Why? Because they want to kill off our living history. Because our elders are our living history. It's not in a book. It's not on a tape. It's not on a video. It's this living history. And they can tell you what really happened when. So, but they want to destroy our living history so that they can infiltrate our minds with bullshit. Excuse me, but really. So on that note, I'd like to say that also that for those, see, that's why people who live in the big cities are more likely to go along with all this stuff, whereas the people in the countryside have their feet in the ground, and they've had to take care of each other in smaller circles, and they you know, they might move a little slower, but they're thinking straight. They're thinking reality, because they have to deal with reality. They don't live in a man-made world of the big city, dog-eat-dog and all that stuff. So I say we calm down, do our part. All this craziness going on, I'm not, you know, it's a storm going on, big storm. And they're bringing on lawlessness to us. You know, I mean, Biden's basically acknowledging the MS-13. Well, wake up, let's, you know, go to work. You know, do all your crazy crap and hurt people. And it's okay, because we'll let you go. You can come back again and do it again. I mean, it's just... That's crazy. So I say for people who have a county sheriff, to find out if the county sheriff's the real deal, if he's looking out for the people, or if he's been compromised. One way would be to find out if your local sheriff in your county has been offered any free trips over to that special place over there, you know, in our bestest buddy ally, you know, for training and for anything else they want. You know, if you, that's one thing. The other thing is I would say is boycott the big corporations. I mean, Mike Lindell with this MyPillow, he's a patriot. And I've heard that Kohl's and Bed Bath & Beyond and several other big box stores have stopped carrying his product. Why? Why? Because he took some valid information to President Trump about what was really going on with the election.
Yeah.
So they just cut him off.
They're trying to crush him financially. Well, I've got Melody, Michael, Dan, and Mark on hold. Let me give you the last word, and we'll move to Melody real quick.
Okay, so what I say about that is call up Kohl's, call up Bed Bath & Beyond. Either call them or go in the store and fill up your cart and take it to the front and ask about the MyPillow. And if they don't have it, say, well, I can't shop here, and leave the cart in the aisle. Or call them up. Call up the managers and say, I'm not shopping in your store because you cut them off, okay? The other thing is, in these bookstores that carry Simon & Schuster, call them up, say, I'm not shopping at your store because you cut off one of our best senators in the United States. I'm not shopping at your store. Thank you very much. Goodbye. You know, go to mom and pop. Support the local. Get closer with the people that you trust, and do the best we can to get through this. But be calm. The storms are going to stir it up more and more. It's looking like the Hunger Games. I mean, the gal that's saying, I can't remember her name, because she was dressed just like the Hunger Games. I mean, you know. So anyway,
oh, yeah, I know the one you're talking about, the one that sung. All right, Melody in Colorado, thank you for holding your own. Go ahead.
Hi, Farron.
Hello.
I just wanted to agree with that caller that was talking about joining the Democratic Party. They don't want anybody that disagrees with them, but if they had enough people that joined that didn't agree within their own party, then they'd be having to deal with what they were trying to do to the Republican Party, or the other parties for that matter, and using the tactics that they had been using on us, because logic doesn't work with them. So the whole thing is to to divide and conquer, and they've already declared they want to get rid of us, so let them go after their Democrats, or they're going to have to do a better vetting process among themselves. And one other thing I wanted to bring up, it's I'd heard that if you type in Antifa.com, it goes to the WhiteHouse.gov. It used to go to Biden. So,
really? I have not heard. Yeah, I haven't heard that one. I will try
that. I just
did
it. It goes there.
So Antifa.com goes to WhiteHouse.gov?
Uh-huh.
Wow, okay. Wow. I'll try that here when I get wrapped up here in a few minutes. Well, thank you so much, Melody. I appreciate you holding. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Let's go to Michael in New York. We'll try to get to Dan in Washington also. Michael, how you doing? Good to hear from you.
Hey, good morning, Farron. Good to hear you, sir, as always, and I hope all is well. Yeah, that's interesting. We got to get that circulated. If Antifa.com goes to WhiteHouse.gov, I think she said, man, we've got to get that out there. But the evidence is already so overwhelming that our government, or the traitors in Washington, D.C., rather, are behind all of this anti-American seditionist activity going on in our country for a long time. Just want to say, as far as laying low, yes, you know, we know what's coming, right, Farron? I mean, how many years have we been talking about this? And diametrically opposed forces cannot occupy the same space at the same time. So over the years, now finally, that should be blatantly obvious to everybody. We are now pretty much diametrically opposed. And laying low is definitely, you know, wise, but there's times where we got to stand up if the circumstances require it. I was at the post office the other day, waiting in line as usual, and some guy made a comment because they said, only five allowed in here. You got to go back out to the lobby. So he said something, and I said, yeah, I know. This is pathetic. And they're all wearing masks, of course, even outside in the lobby, which is not necessary. I wasn't, of course. And so I said, yeah, it's pathetic. And he says something about Trump. You know, it's Trump's fault, basically. But in a, you know, pretty nasty-like manner, which indicated these people are holding hostility. It's amazing. And so I said, hey, he's just one. I didn't know he was anti-Trump. I thought he was just saying that because of Trump. So I said, look, he's just one guy. And then, boy, he just let loose cursing and swearing. And then clear, that's when I knew for sure, you know, he's one of those Trump haters, TDS, Trump syndrome. Disorder syndrome, they call it. And then, so I'm like, so Biden's a communist. You support him? And then a guy, he starts calling me names. Then a guy behind me starts calling me names because I just called the first guy a couple things back, too. Nothing real bad, just letting him know, hey, you're talking to the wrong guy here if you want to get like that. So then a guy behind me starts chiming in like he does, and they're kind of thinking they're ganging up on me, so I let them know, both of them, two guys, one 6'4", the other one, it's about my height. I let them know, you got a problem? We'll go outside right now, otherwise shut up. What do you think, you're going to push me around, you two losers? Hit the freaking road, you know? And so sometimes you got to just stand up. Can't be wimps. You got to let them know there's still some here, New York American red, white, and blue boys still around and know how to take care of themselves, not intimidated by two losers anyway. So just wanted to say that, but everybody's got to get ready because I don't think we're coming back from this one, Farron. I think they finally got us where they want us as far as there won't be an honest election, right? I don't think anybody could really believe down the road we're going to have real honest elections. They couldn't even turn the one around in Georgia in January for the two Senate runs. They still allowed the same machines, the same fraud, Stacey Abrams running the criminal activity for the voting fraud in Georgia. She got away with it the whole time to this day. No arrests or anything. If anyone believes there's going to be an honest election down the road, I think you're really out there now we're doing a lot of wishful thinking. I think at this point they're going to gradually close in on us. So everybody's just got to stay calm, prepared, and stay healthy physically, mentally, spiritually. Got to stay very strong, very centered, very balanced. Just let things unfold. But be ready when a calling comes, because we're definitely going to have to eventually defend this republic. I don't see any other way around it, sir.
Well, I have to agree. I mean, we can't bank on any kind of legitimate elections after what we've just saw. And with amnesty and all the rest that's going to take place under Biden, I have to agree. Thank you so much for the phone call. I'm going to move to Dan and Mark in Florida. I'll get to you if I can. Dan, go ahead, sir. Thanks for holding.
I'll keep it short so the other caller can get on. But, yeah, I agree with Paul. I think it's better to try and take over the Democrats at this point. Like what you just mentioned, the election integrity, it's just another example that the Republican conservative movement has failed for 40 years to make any intelligent arguments, any intelligent legal arguments to, say, stop immigration or slow down or say against gay adoption or say against hate crime. Like you mentioned, hate crimes. That was another thing they caved in on. It's very easy to say, hey, well, hate crimes are obviously going to be used in a biased way. But they failed to do that. And it's not that they're not stupid. It's just that they're liars, you know. What's that?
Yeah, they're bought and paid for. They own, the big tech companies must own them, or else they would have done something about some of this censorship of their very own constituents. Let me grab Mark, and he'll be the last caller. Yep. Thank you so much, hey. Dan. Thank you for holding. Go ahead, Mark. We got about 2 minutes. They're yours.
There I am. Thank you, Farron. I'll be fast. I am free, and you are free when we keep our hands to ourselves. When your neighbor keeps his hands to himself, his neighbor's free. When the city council keeps their hands to themselves, they are free. If I want to speak German, Polish, or Spanish, you keep your hands to yourself. Let me speak however I want. Keep your hands to yourself. We'll be free. That is that simple. Keep your hands to yourself. Don't trespass on your neighbor. Don't let your city councils trespass on you. Bob on the city council, keep your hands to yourself. The council doesn't give you right to walk into my house. Keep your hands to yourself. That's freedom, people. It's that simple. Make it happen. When they put their hands on you, knock them back with a shovel.
And you know, Mark, if the way this should have been handled by the governors is left up to the people that own the restaurants and let people make their own decisions, now that they've had this heavy hand and they've deemed who's essential and who's not, and they've had these windfall profits for these big corporations, and the people have protested some, but really in reality, everybody's pretty much submitted. I don't see that, you know, this power will have to be taken away from them. They're not going to give it up. They're getting more powerful and they're enjoying it and they're seeing society's reaction to it. And now that they have total control and the tech giants are willing to censor at will and deplatform, and I'm telling you, with these COVID passports, they're going to try to make it where you can't go in the bank unless you've had the shot. They're laying the groundwork for a cashless society. I mean, they are really laying it now. It's pretty
it's
grim.
The same way with the COVID shot. Yes, the same way with the COVID shot. Keep your hands to yourself. If you can't hold me down and stick me with your manhood, you can't hold me down and stick me with your needle. Keep your hands to yourself, and I'll be free.
That's, amen. Hey, thank you so much. Got music. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Love is a razor, and I walk a line on that silver blade. Slapping the dust with his darker eyes, red with the slaughter of innocence. And I will pray for her. I will call her name out loud.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.